This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump has confirmed in a tweet that both he and First Lady Melania Trump have tested positive for COVID-19. In a telephone interview on Fox News Channel's Hannity show before announcing he had tested positive, President Trump said his aide, Hope Hicks, who had tested positive, had been with him while he was campaigning.
You know, it's very hard when you're with soldiers, when you're with airmen, you're with the Marines, and I'm with and the police officers. I'm with them so much, and when they come over to you, it's very hard to say, "Stay back." You know, it's a tough kind of a situation. It's a terrible thing.
President Trump's White House doctor has issued a statement saying that the president will continue carrying out his duties without disruption after contracting the coronavirus. Dr. Sean Conley, the physician to the president, says the president and first lady are both well at this time and they plan to remain at home within the White House during their convalescence. Meanwhile, the head of one drug maker rushing to make a coronavirus vaccine is pushing back against President Trump's claim about a vaccine being ready in a timeline, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Top federal health officials have repeatedly said a vaccine's unlikely to be widely available until early next year.
I've spoken to the companies and we can have it a lot sooner. It's a very political thing.
One of those he mentioned at this week's debate is Pfizer, whose chief says he's disappointed the vaccine work is being politicized. The AP obtained a letter Albert Bourla sent his U.S. employees trying to reassure them Pfizer will not bend to pressure to move more quickly. Bourla says the company is moving at the speed of science. Sagar Magani, Washington.
More at VOANews.com. Again, VOANews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Trump and Democratic challenger Joe Biden both addressed the annual Alfred E. Smith Charitable Dinner in New York. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
There were no interruptions, no name-calling, none of the chaos from Tuesday night's debate. Even so, Thursday evening's addresses to the Alfred E. Smith Dinner, held for Catholic Charities in New York, showed stark differences between President Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden. Trump accusing China of failing to control the coronavirus and Democrats of being anti-Catholic.
It predominates in the Democrat Party, and we must do something immediately about it. Like a Republican win.
Biden, who is Catholic, expressed optimism about the nation being able to overcome the pandemic and the societal problems that it exposed.
One day we'll look back in awe, not at how far we fell, but how fiercely we fought back as a country.
Traditionally, the dinner has shown that those vying to lead the nation can get along, or at least pretend to, for one night. I'm Tim McGuire.
About 2,000 Honduran migrants hoping to reach the United States have entered Guatemala on foot. Immigration authorities say they crossed Thursday through the newly reopened frontier that had been shut down by the coronavirus pandemic. Authorities had hoped to register them, but officials on hand were outnumbered and the migrants hustled through without registering. Guatemala's president quickly vowed to detain them and return them to Honduras, saying they represented a threat to the health of Guatemalan citizens amid efforts to contain the coronavirus pandemic. The new group was reminiscent of a migrant caravan that formed 2 years ago, shortly before U.S. midterm elections. The European Union has taken legal action against Britain over its plans to pass legislation that would breach parts of the legally binding divorce agreement that the two sides reached late last year. The EU move Thursday underscored the worsening relations with Britain, which was a member of the bloc until January 31st. Both sides are trying to forge a rudimentary free trade agreement before the end of the year, but the fight over the controversial UK internal market bill has soured relations this month. The presidents of France, Russia, and the United States called on Thursday for an immediate ceasefire between Azerbaijan and ethnic Armenian forces. But Turkey's president said the three big powers should have no role in the peace moves. They called for an immediate cessation of hostilities between the relevant military forces in the heaviest clashes since the 1990s. France, Russia, and the United States are co-chairs of the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe's Minsk group. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.